as cows get closer to calving. Nutritional requirements change. South Dakota State University Extension cow-calf specialist Olivia Amundson says that's why nutrition should be a top priority prior to calving. It's easier to stay ahead of the game than play catch-up.
We want to have that cow in the right body condition score prior to calving. So that last trimester that they're in, that calf is doing some significant growth, and that cow really needs to be able to keep her weight on. Maintaining a body condition score of 5 at that time for calving is really important. And I think something to also point out is that cow, just because of that calf or fetus growth, are going to add an additional 100 pounds just from that calf.
Amundson adds cows that have already calved have greater nutrition needs to maintain lactation and to bounce back for the next breeding season. Once a calf hits the ground, ranchers should check a couple things.
You know, we identify what calves are born and when they're born, but also that they're receiving the appropriate colostrum that they need right after birth. That colostrum really is going to kind of set the stage for that calf as how they're going to perform throughout the year. So really making sure that we're identifying, you know, those cows that are calving and making sure that those calves are receiving that colostrum.
Colostrum can be frozen or is commercially available. Calves need approximately 2 quarts within 4 hours of birth and 1 gallon within 12 hours. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist on the Red River Farm Network.